Don't get him wrong. Acoustician Trevor Cox didn't really mean to create a bucket list of planet Earth's greatest sounds. That's just what happened in Sonic Wonderland, a scientific odyssey. In his book, the Manchester sound scientist has chalked off visits to some of the world's most curious, most impressive, and most beautiful sounding locations. If you want to follow him, well, that's your call. But for the moment, you might content yourself with his guided tour via Culture File, where for the next three outings we'll be listening with Trevor. This time he's bringing us to the most echoey place on Earth.
I mean, the whole project started off with the idea of where would you go to hear sort of the most amazing sounds in the world. And so I guess it started off being thought of as a travelogue, and I set this web up called sonicwonders.org, which had that sort of flavour to it. But actually, in writing the book, I was trying to look for deeper themes than just, you know, developing a bucket list for sounds. But I guess in the sense that I kind of did a bit of that as well. I went to the Hamilton Mausoleum in Glasgow, which used to hold the world record for the longest echo. As an acoustic engineer, I'd call it the longest reverberation time, but I guess Guinness owned the record, so they can call it what they like. It was a really great building to go to. I'd recommend it. But I didn't think it was that reverberant. And I came across, you know, came to my mind, well, maybe I should seek out an even more reverberant place, because I was pretty confident I could find one. And that actually, the search ended up with me going right to the top of Scotland near Inverness, where I went into the Inchendown oil depot. And these were the most amazing oil storage tanks, which were built just before World War II and the early parts of World War II to protect the Royal Naval shipping oil from German bombing. So it's right in the buried in the side of a hill, and it's just the most amazing space acoustically. I know of nothing like it in the whole world. When I fired a starting pistol in this place to just measure how long the sound would last, my recordings last well over a minute. The sound just goes on and on and on. One of the things about it is it's just very large. So if you go inside these oil tanks, they used to hold tens of millions of litres of oil, each of them. But it's not that large. I mean, St Paul's Cathedral in London is bigger. Because there's another feature which I think is really important, and that's because the walls are incredibly thick concrete and are buried into the bedrock of Scotland. So in the St Paul's Cathedral, you get sound energy loss because the stained glass vibrates, the wooden pews vibrate, but you don't get that effect in Inchendown, because there's nothing there but these really thick concrete walls which are gunked up with shipping oil. So they're absolutely the ideal situation for getting very long reverberation. And added to that, there is nothing else in the room apart from the concrete. You actually have to get into these places by going down the oil pipes. There is no door there. There's no windows. There's nothing really to absorb sound. And in fact, normally in acoustics, what matters to how sound decays is how much energy is lost every time the sound bounces off the walls. But actually, in Inchendown, the actual effect is what happens as sound goes from molecule to molecule in the air, which is quite unusual. But these spaces are really big. I mean, this is like a quarter of a kilometre long, so it is a very large space. But it would probably rank as the world's quietest place as well if you were to go and measure it. I measured it by firing a starting pistol, and I actually stopped the recording when I couldn't hear any more. But actually, the sound was still decaying. My microphone was more sensitive to my hearing. So it's an immensely quiet space. But it's a bit like being in an underground cave, really, except for it's man-made and it's covered in shipping oil, which is a bit sort of gunky. But it's like being in this giant sort of, cathedral space, which is dark, it's gloomy. You can't see very far. I mean, with a head torch, you can imagine it doesn't really light very much of it up. I didn't have as long as I'd like to have really enjoyed the acoustic, but I tried singing chords myself. That was a lot of fun. So if you build up chords like la, 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 you know, they'll hang in the space for half a minute or something. So you can sing along with yourself, which is fun. But also, when the gunshot goes past, it is quite incredible, because you can actually, it's almost like standing in a giant wave, just washes past you, slaps off the back wall and washes back in the other direction. And then you get this astonishing sound, which, you know, I was there doing the recording and I was looking at my meter and it was going 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. And you're thinking, this has got to die out soon. This can't keep going. And it just goes on and on and on. It's just quite astonishing, just because it's off the scale of anything I've met before, anyone I've talked to in acoustics has met before. So, you know, there was exhilaration at realising we'd broken the record, but also just the astonishment at such an odd space. I don't think there's anything quite like it in the world.
Trevor Cox there on the echoes, or indeed reverberations, of Incheon Down, Scotland. And we'll be bringing your ears to another patch of the sonic wonderland next time on Culturefile.